time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Principal Jared Hardy as we put our spotlight this week for the school district update on Carbon High School. And it sounds like things are going pretty good up there. We're going to talk about the great gains in attendance that they've had. Third quarter honor roll was unbelievable. We're going to talk about that. And then, of course, state testing is coming right around the corner because the school year is just about up. We were just talking about that. Crazy how time flies. Principal Hardy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So let's jump right in. How are things going? And by the list of things that you give me today that we're going to talk about, sounds like things are going pretty well at Carbon High School right now.
Things are going fantastic. It's middle... towards the middle end of the year, and kids have been great and working hard, and things have been looking really good right now.
And the first thing you wanted to talk about was attendance and how things are going up there at the high school with attendance, and it's amazing, really.
It really is. The last year, coming out of COVID, we're still kind of fighting coming out of that, and last year our attendance was about 83%, and right now our attendance is at 91%. So The kids are coming back, they're getting in the classroom, and the success is starting to show.
I was just going to say, because that leads us right into what you wanted to talk about with the third quarter. And you said the amazing part of it is, you started out first quarter really well, and then it has gotten better every quarter since. And right now, what is the percentage of students that are on the third quarter honor roll?
So, yeah, right now, third quarter honor roll, we had 61% of the school was on the honor roll. 62% of them were freshmen. 61% of the sophomores were on the honor roll. 56% of juniors were on the honor roll, and 66% of seniors. So more than half of each grade is on the honor roll, which is fantastic. You don't see that in third quarter. Third quarter is that tiresome time. It's middle of the year. Kind of everybody hits the wall for a little bit and to before the end of the year, and that didn't happen this year. Our kids have been working hard, and the success is showing.
They may have hit it, but they went right through it.
So that's right.
That is a great thing. And once again, we talk all the time. It seems every time we have a principal in, or when Superintendent Salas comes in, or even a teacher at the school that comes in when we do these interviews, they talk about the importance of being in school. And it shows right there, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And there's nothing that can replace that instruction from the teacher and being there in the class with your classmates learning, and the increased attendance, the hard work the students have done to be there is starting to show in the classroom.
And that's another great thing. And then, of course, it's getting to the end of the year, as we said, if we can believe it or not. But state testing is coming up, and that's just going to be for freshmen and sophomores?
Yeah, freshmen and sophomores are the only ones that do state testing. Juniors take the ACT. Seniors don't have to do a state test. And so starting next Tuesday, the freshmen and sophomores will start their state testing. They'll test in their core classes. So we'll have an altered schedule next week where everybody will stay in their classes just for a longer period while the students test. While those 9th and 10th graders test, and then we'll do that for the first three periods on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we'll have just a different schedule Thursday, Friday, where 4th and 5th period actually happen in the morning, so those students in those classes can test on Thursday, Friday in the longer period, and then we'll get it all done in the week. So it'll be a little different schedule, but everybody will still be required to be there. They'll just be in their classes for a little longer if they're not testing.
And as you said, we're up against it right now because we're just about a month of school left.
Yeah.
And did you feel like you'd ever get here when you started in August?
Sometimes it doesn't feel that way. And then you look at the calendar like, wow, we're already in April. We're almost to May already. So it's amazing how fast it goes.
All right. And since this is the last time I'm going to get you in here this year to talk, what's something that happened this year up at the school, be it academically, be it sports, be it, whatever, that kind of sticks out in your mind for the 2023-2024 school year?
I think we've kind of hit on it already, but the academic success our students have had, whether the preliminary numbers we've gotten from ACT that the students just took in March are coming in good. Each quarter, the number of students on the honor roll has increased first, second, and third quarter. The success our Sterling Scholars had in their competition in the first part of March was fantastic. Just the academic success our students have had this year is amazing, and it's all due to their hard work and their commitment to being successful.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Principal Jared Hardy of Carbon High School. Principal Hardy, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. We're going to let you get back to school.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.